Welcome to the Live Abroad Biz podcast. I'm your host, Johanna, and this podcast is all about motivating young people to live their best life abroad. Hi everyone, welcome to episode number 9. Today is going to be a very interesting episode because we are going to be talking about the behind the scenes and the real life of traveling and living abroad. This episode is going to be an interview with Claudia from Bush Girl Travel on Instagram. Claudia is a full-time backpacker now in Australia, and she's going to be talking all about the real life behind traveling and living abroad with no money. So yeah, let's go to the episode. Hi Claudia, welcome to my podcast. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm at a campground in Australia right now, right by the beach. Very homeless, living in my car and just enjoying my life.
Oh, wow. So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're from, and how did you get to Australia and where else did you live abroad?
Okay, so I was born in Poland, and my mother moved to Germany when I was about one, so I basically grew up in Germany, always having those Polish roots. And then I always kind of knew that I was just always in need to go traveling. So as soon as I hit that 15, 16 mark, I saved a lot of money and did my first experience in America as like a foreign exchange student in high school, living in Kansas, the real American redneck life. And then when I was 18, I got out of high school and did like a short-term period social experience in Peru. So that was more of my like real first female solo trip because I was going all by myself. Then I went to uni to do the classical law degree and working in a bank and corporations. And then I said, screw it all, and packed my bags and went to Australia. And now I've been doing this for 17 or 18 months now. I bought a car, kind of prepared that I can sleep inside of it and live inside of it and just going all around. And I've almost made it all around the map of Australia. So far.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, that's inspiring. It's a long travel journey and travel history that you have. Would you say that someone inspired you to move abroad, or was it always your own decision?
Well, I mean, my mother is pretty much of a nomadic soul in general. Like, we always had like a very traveling family. So she took me, I didn't really go to kindergarten. I basically grew up in hotel rooms, but it was a complete different kind of travel. And it was just always on my bucket list. Like, I've always, even though I never plan anything in my life, because I really don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow, I still always had this, I'm going to do America when I'm in high school. I want to do some social work in South America when I'm done with high school. And then I always wanted to come to Australia. And so I'm here now and I'm kind of starting to realize that this is what I want my life to look like, forever.
Oh, wow. So you're fulfilling your dreams. That's right.
absolutely, although it sometimes really doesn't feel like it, but at the end of the day you go to sleep and you think, okay, I'm really doing what I'm supposed to be doing, even if it was one of those more difficult days.
Yeah, I actually find that sometimes we have to remind myself why we travel or why we love to travel, because there are going to be days that are really hard, like I never lived homelessly, so I don't have experience with that, but I would feel sad that it's hard to make new friends or new connections abroad. So it's important to remind yourself what or why, I think.
Yeah, don't even tell me about that. Because you have so many people, especially friends and family looking at your Instagram account and thinking like, oh my god, you're living such an amazing life. You're eating breakfast on the beach and then you see like wild kangaroos and then you're seeing a sunset on the beach every night. But then I'm like, yes, like definitely. But I do like make a lot of sacrifices. And as you just said, like you say, you have those goodbyes all the time and you meet people, but then you have to remind yourself to keep going because, you just can't stop everywhere. And yeah, there is a sacrifice and people forget about that.
Yeah, that's like the truth or the real story behind traveling sometimes. It's not as nice as it seems like on Instagram.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Yeah.
No. And sometimes I just want to sit down and watch the Kardashians in my room on a couch, you know, but I can't because I'm living in a car. You know what I mean? Like, or no, I don't have internet connection, but I do have the beach and I don't want to go to the beach sometimes. I just want to be in the living room. Yeah.
Or see your family or things like that that you can't do.
Yeah, exactly. Just talk to my best friend and cry in front of him, you know, because that's a person who knows me and not somebody who I just met 2 days ago.
Exactly. Yes. Oh man, that's so true. So what did your preparations look like? What helped you the most to move to Australia?
Okay, so as I'm growing a little bit and I'm 25 now, I think I should maybe at some point in my life start to make a little bit more research, because I have learned the hard way that, you know, you can just get things cheaper sometimes when you do some research. But I didn't do anything, to be really honest with you. I worked in the bank and I was the youngest by like 10 years of everybody in my office, and I literally just resigned, packed my 14 kilo backpack and left. So the only thing I had to get was a visa, because I have dual citizenship, so I could choose to go on my German passport, which is really easy. And I booked a plane ticket and got on the plane, and absolutely almost peed my pants when I got to Sydney and landed and did not know what the heck I was doing.
Wow. So no preparations at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I really wish I did a research when I moved abroad for the first time. It was in high school. I was 18. I had no idea what I was doing. So I was very naive. I didn't do any research. So I wish I did. It would help me a lot.
So where was that? Where was that first time you moved abroad?
In France, for high school.
Oh, in France.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That must have been hard.
Especially for, like, you know, culture expectations, what people expect to have from you, like how do relationships work there and all that. Yeah. But yeah, I've learned from that. Now I do my research.
Yeah. Cultural, religious, that's definitely, yeah, if you're in countries like that where it's very cultural rich, yeah, you probably want to do that. But then you kind of learn as you go anyways, if you have a little bit of a drive, you know, to actually try to mingle with locals as well, you know, other than other backpackers or other immigrants, you get the hang of it, I guess.
Yes, I think that meeting locals is really important and it improves your experience abroad. So what do you think about that? Do you think it's like necessary component of traveling or?
You know, see, everybody does it differently. Like you can have, like taking Australia as an example, like you can have an amazing experience coming here and like meeting a lot of other backpackers, because there are so many people from other countries, like from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And you will come to a hostel room and literally have 10 nationalities in one room, you know, talking, discussing something. But then also, like, I've more lived, you know, in the bush and like going to like the, I don't want to say real Australian, but like very, very rural local places. So I think it both has like disadvantages and advantages, because I did sometimes feel a little bit like I don't fit in, you know, if I was only with locals. Like you do, even if they welcome you, you know, with the biggest hearts, you always kind of have that feeling like you're not 100% part of it, and you never will be. So it is kind of nice to sometimes connect with somebody who knows what you're going through, you know, who's a stranger as well. Yeah, but you know, you just get to see the foods and like you said, you know, the cultural things. And
so what did you expect to gain from this experience of moving to Australia without plans?
I think I was always very independent, like when it comes to money, and you know, I practically lived by myself by 17, always did a lot of traveling by myself, but I always had like friends and family around me. If I, you know, I was always occupied, I was always surrounded by people. So I really wanted to go and be comfortable with myself and just learn how to like myself, I guess. And if you, trust me, if you're, I've driven sometimes, the last biggest part I've driven was 700 kilometers with nothing in between. So I put that in 3 days and I couldn't hear anybody speaking to me. I could not like talk to anybody else. And I had to like be just me and my thoughts. And that can be a scary thing if you have no distractions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. yeah, just learning how to like myself. I think that's one of the biggest parts of why I came here. Just mm-hmm. doing yeah. things on my own.
Now, would you say you are an extrovert or an introvert? And how does that like help you be alone and learn how to be alone?
That's a tough question because my friends would probably say I'm an extrovert. Mm-hmm. But I do get very, I'm not the kind of person to like go to a hostel with millions of people and like try to be part of a group. Mm-hmm. I do find friends here and there, and it's usually like single ones, but then maybe that's one of, you know, I, kind of like a protective mechanism because I know I will be leaving. So I don't want to leave too many people behind. Mm-hmm. So I kind of try to keep it simple, I guess. But yeah, I think whoever you are, like you have to learn how to talk to people. Like, you know, I have to ask people to take photos of me and, I'd like ask other people for help when I'm at a campground because some of my gear is really heavy and yeah. you know you have to like get that courage up to like go and ask, can you please just help me give me a hand,
asking for directions. always especially on the airports or stuff like that.
Yeah, see, that one I don't have a problem with because that's only a short interaction and you know, you ask for directions and then you just keep walking.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that one's fine, but I don't have problems with that at all. But when it comes to, like, longer relations, and then you also have to kind of learn to say, hey, I actually just want to be alone right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not especially when people are being nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to be friends with everybody.
Yeah, and I think it's really great when you move abroad that you have a fresh start and you can choose kind of who you want to be and who you want to spend your time with. So you really can choose like your new friends or like your the people that you are going to spend the time with. So that's one thing about traveling that I like a lot, like the new start.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't mean like you're not being yourself. You're just mm-hmm. reinventing yourself, and I truly believe that you are a different person, you know, in different societies and in different cultures, and that there's nothing wrong with that. Like if I wasn't changing every day, then there would be something very wrong with what I'm doing, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I, for example, when you asked me to do this podcast, I tried to like take notes on, you know, what I was going to say, but then it's impossible because my answers would change every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel yeah. about all of this every day, yeah. and I'm 25.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you ask yourself who you want to be in 10 years, you don't want to be the same person. So you want to grow and
Yes. Yeah, I don't want to be the same person tomorrow. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So what would you say? What is the biggest thing that you have learned or gained from living abroad?
It's probably sticking to that one little, the bigger picture, that one goal I have. Because plans can change every day and stuff, and you will meet people and, you know, you will go along with that. But I have a goal and I'm trying to achieve that. And I really sometimes have to say no to things in order to achieve that. And it hurts a lot, especially if you meet people. But I really had to learn to listen to my gut. Like to just go with my feeling. And if my feeling tells me that I still have something that I haven't like 100% fulfilled yet, then I still got to keep going and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the toughest part, because I was, to be really honest with you, like, I would get stuck on boyfriends and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, getting off the road that I was going to. And now I just have to, as long as I don't feel 100% there yet, I just have to say no sometimes and goodbye.
Yeah. So you want to say, like, there were distractions and you wanted to, like, remind yourself, like, this is what I want from my life. And
exactly.
Traveling has to do with that. Wow, that's good.
Exactly.
Good life lesson.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you would like to tell the listeners? Like, any final piece of advice?
Oh, God. I think it's just do it. Like, what, you know, if anybody is like, because I get a lot of messages saying like, yeah, but I'm not brave enough to do what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's something you want to do, like, nobody's going to do it for you. Like, there would be never anybody knocking on your door saying, okay, let's go do it. I'll help you. No, like, you, if there's anything you want to do, like, everything's possible, and money's not in the way, and your friends and family shouldn't be in the way. You know, if you're there, if you're important to them, and just go and do it. And it'll be all right, you know? And sometimes you have a crappy day and you'll wake up the next day and you just start again. And somehow you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you are a beautiful example of like the limiting belief around money and not having enough money. And
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also have another friend that she's living, she's just volunteering around the world, you know? She sometimes gets paid, but sometimes the only thing she gets from volunteering is the being able to sleep in a place and having food, you know? And yeah, she just money for the next flight. And yeah, it really is not an obstacle in your way. Like,
oh,
if you want to travel, money or friends.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly fear that is stopping people, honestly.
Oh, fear is stopping you from anything, you know, like, fear is the worst thing you can, I mean, it's obviously one of the biggest obstacles you have to overcome as well, but yeah, you can't be scared of the consequences or failing, because failing just makes you, you know, do it again, and it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
It always turns out okay.
Yeah, failure, I believe, is a proof that you are moving forward, because even if you are moving, if you do a mistake, you are still moving and you're still trying to achieve your goal. You're still like improving and you're going to learn from the mistake. So yeah, I believe failure is part of it.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah, wow. Thank you so much. I had an awesome time talking to you. It was fun. I learned.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so nice talking to you.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.